Hi, everyone, and welcome to our first episode of Wellbeing Podcast for this school year, where we want to discuss more topics related to mental health and well-being. I'm your host, Angie. And today we are tackling an issue that's been around for far too long, the stigma surrounding mental illness. We'll be talking about what stigma is and the existing stigma around mental health. And we'll also break down what mental illness actually is and what might cause it. Let's start with the basics. What exactly is stigma? Stigma, in other words, is negative perception or set of beliefs that society holds about certain issues, which often lead to discrimination, shame, and exclusion. When it comes to mental illness, stigma manifests in many ways. For example, people with mental health conditions are often labeled as crazy, weak, or unstable. This kind of labeling can lead to serious consequences, like social isolation, difficulty finding a job, or even reluctance to seek the help they need. The stigma surrounding mental illness can be so powerful that it discourages people from talking about their struggles, leading them to suffer in silence. So what are some of the existing stigmas about mental illness? Well, there are quite a few. First, there's the idea that mental illness is somehow a sign of personal failure or weakness. You might have heard people say things like, "Oh, it's all in your head." These kinds of statements suggest that if someone just tried harder, they could overcome their mental health issues on their own. This is a harmful misconception because it ignores the complexity of mental health and dismisses the real struggles that people face. There's also the assumption that mental illness is something to be ashamed of, something that should be hidden from others. This belief leads to a culture of silence, where people feel that they must keep their mental health struggles a secret to avoid judgment or discrimination. This is particularly damaging because it prevents open discussion about mental health and makes it harder for people to seek the support they need. Now that we've discussed the stigma, let's take a moment to understand what mental illness really is. Mental illness refers to a wide range of mental health conditions that affect a person's thinking, feeling, behavior, or mood. These conditions can impact daily functioning and relationships and often cause significant distress. But what causes mental illness? It's not as simple as one might think. Mental illness is typically the result of a complex interplay of factors, including biological, psychological, and environmental influences. Biological factors might include genetics. If someone has a family history of mental health conditions, they might be more susceptible themselves. Brain chemistry also plays a role. Imbalances in neurotransmitters, which are chemicals in the brain that help regulate mood, can contribute to mental health disorders. Psychological factors can include things like trauma or chronic stress. For example, someone who's experienced a significant life event, such as the loss of a loved one, abuse, or a major accident, might develop conditions like PTSD, anxiety, or depression. Lastly, there are environmental factors, such as ongoing exposure to violence, poverty, or neglect, which can increase the risk of mental illness. It's important to understand that mental illness isn't anyone's fault. It's not something people choose or something that can simply be willed away. So knowing all this, how do we go about reducing the stigma surrounding mental illness? First and foremost, education is key. The more people understand about mental health, the less power stigma holds. By spreading accurate information about mental illness, what it is, what causes it, and how it can be treated, we can start to dismantle the myths and misconceptions. Challenging stereotypes when we encounter them is another important step. If you hear someone making a derogatory comment about mental illness or perpetuating harmful stereotypes, don't be afraid to speak up. Often, people don't realize the impact their words can have, and a gentle correction can go a long way in changing attitudes. Finally, supporting those with mental health issues by being a compassionate friend or family member can make a world of difference. Encourage them to seek professional help if needed and remind them that they are not alone in their journey. It's also important to remember that seeking help is never a sign of weakness or something to be ashamed of. In fact, it's one of the bravest steps you can take towards healing and well-being. Just like we would see a doctor for a physical illness, it's completely normal and necessary to see a counselor or therapist when dealing with mental health challenges. At the end of the day, breaking the stigma surrounding mental illness is about fostering understanding, compassion, and acceptance. We all have a role to play in prioritizing mental health and ensuring everyone feels empowered to seek the help they need without fear of judgment. That's it for today's episode of Wellbeing Podcast. If you found this discussion helpful, please share it with other people. And let's continue to break down the barriers to mental health together. Thanks for tuning in. And remember, taking care of your mind is just as important as taking care of your body.